This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Good morning, everybody. I am your host, Danielle Chasen, the Director of Special Projects here at Kinetics, part of the AMN Healthcare family, and so excited to be here with you this morning. Today, we are having a very special show. It's going to be very interesting for all of you nurses watching from all over the world, thinking, is now a good time to apply? How does the process work? What do I need to look out for? We're going to be discussing all of that today in our special show on learning how to understand your job offer. Without further ado, let's bring our guests. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's go around in the circle and please give us some information about yourself and what you are doing on our show today, what expertise you're going to give us. So let's start with Nurse Brian.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian. I am a registered nurse here working at Central Region in Texas. So today we're going to share our experience regarding how we did the process in applying through an agency and how we get here in the U.S.
Thank you, Brian. Wonderful. Well, we're excited to hear your story and all of your advice that you have for our nurses. Let's go next with Meg Myers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm Meg Myers. I am a regional client sales manager with Kinetics USA. I'm part of the AMN family. I have been with Kinetics for over 7 years, but doing international nurse recruitment for more than 20. So happy to have you all here. It's a great topic. I work with nurses getting offers. So we have a lot of questions and we hope to provide a lot of answers.
Thank you, Meg. Meg has been doing this for a long time. So she has seen a lot of things and she has a lot of expertise to share with us today. Let's go with Jillian next.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for having us on, Danielle. So I'm Jillian Williams, Senior Director for Clinical Operations here at AMN. And I primarily support our international division, O'Grady Payton. I'm sure everyone is hearing my accent. I'm actually a former O'Grady Payton nurse myself. So I'm here to just provide information from that perspective also, because I've been through the same process applying and coming to the U.S. And also from the perspective of someone working behind the scenes to help our nurses come to the U.S. and to do well.
Thank you, Jillian. You have a very unique perspective, gone through the whole process, moving to the U.S., and now it's come full circle, and you're actually working at a... So we're very excited to hear all about that. And last, but certainly not least, Deidre.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me on again. Love being part of these shows. My name is Deirdre O'Regan. I am the Senior Director of Recruitment at O'Grady Payton International. I've been with the AMN family for over 16 years. And similar to Jillian, you can probably tell from my accent, I am originally from Ireland. So excited for the perspective that Jillian and I can give today from a clinical standpoint as well as an immigration standpoint. So excited to share some information with you all today.
Thank you, Deirdre. So as you can hear, many of our experts, I mean, four out of the five of us are actually immigrants. So we have gone through this entire process. Nurse Brian is a newly arrived immigrant, so he has recently gone through the process. So we have a lot of good insight that we're going to share with everybody today. So Meg, can you give us a little bit of a brief overview on direct hire for any of our nurses who might be watching and just want to know, what does that look like? What does that path look like?
Yeah. So at Kinetics, we do try to kind of make that an easier process. You would be applying to Kinetics. You would be working through the process with our team. We're going to help you through the whole process. We're going to help you with your application. We're going to help you figure out where it is you want to go. What do we have to offer? We're going to help you with the process of interviewing, getting those offers, accepting those offers, and then working through the whole process, which is the immigration process, licensing, credentialing, and then, of course, arrival into America. So, you know, just get you from point A to point B, your home country to the United States, as quickly as possible.
Okay, wonderful, Meg. Thank you. That was great. So to sum it up, with direct hire, the employer is going to be your sponsor. So that's going to be one of the key differences between working with an agency and working with a direct hire company. Deirdre, can you give us a very brief overview on the O'Grady staffing process? What does that look
Absolutely.
Like?
Absolutely. Happy to. So thanks for the graphic. So just to tag on to what Danielle had mentioned in the key difference with direct hire and staffing. With O'Grady Payton, O'Grady Payton is the sponsor of your immigrant visa. And we also process all of your credentialing, your immigration paperwork with our in-house team of experts. We have been doing this for 40 years, so have a lot of experience in making sure that your journey is as smooth as possible. We know that it can be intimidating going through the immigration process, so we want to make it as seamless as possible. Your commitment with O'Grady Payton International is just 2 years. It is at one facility, and 2 years is the shortest duration in the industry. So that is a win-win. And most of our nurses choose to stay at the location that they are placed in, because we really take a lot of time in ensuring that where you choose to be is where you want to be long-term and is a good fit for you professionally, and also if you're bringing your family members with you. What's also key to note here is that when we showed that graphic of where we have opportunities across the United States, both recruitment teams on the O'Grady Payton International side and on the Kinetic side work very, very closely together in ensuring that you have all the opportunities, that they are all presented to you, and whatever is going to work for your professional career and your family commitments is where we want to place you. So thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank you, Deirdre. That is very well said. So wherever you want to go, we got you. The AMN family got you. OGP, Kinetics, we are both here for you. Nurse Brian and Nurse Jillian, we want to hear about your journeys. You've both been through the whole process, the recruitment, the interview, the immigration, and you are both now here, finally, in the United States. And we'd love to hear a little bit about that process, a little bit about your motivation for coming to the U.S., I'm going to turn to you first, Brian. Can you give us a little bit of insight into that?
Yeah, I started my process and my application in the U.S. during the pandemic time, and it went so smooth. Last 2021 of November, I took my NCLEX and I passed it. And at the same time, I applied through direct hire via Kinetics. It was just online, so in just a matter of days, we got a reply when we submitted the requirements to Kinetics. We got a reply from them regarding the credentials. Then they have offered me options to what possible employers I would have an interview. Then after I decided which place or which hospital or employer to have an interview, I've been given a schedule. After I had a schedule and I did the interview, I was given the notice that I was accepted by the employer. Then it started the whole process. We gathered the necessary documents like your NCLEX RN exam results, your credentials, your school credentials, your English exam results, and we proceed with the immigration process. It just took for me less than a year to be here in the United States with the guidance of Kinetics. And so, all in all, the process for me is like smooth. It's just a matter of time. It varies on how fast would be the process. But in my case, it's less than a year to be here in the U.S.
Wow, Brian, that's pretty amazing. I'm sure a lot of our nurses are watching and thinking, wow, that could be me. That is pretty amazing. What motivated you to come to the U.S.?
Well, the one that gave me a motivation in going to the U.S. is that the opportunity that we have here compared to other parts of the world, nurses are being paid well. Nurses are given big attention and importance. And as well as we have the opportunity to be U.S. citizens and to be with our family. In my case, I went to the U.S. Ahead of my family. They just followed me. They arrived last month. And there's also a chance, like, for example, if you want to go to the U.S. together with your family members, that would be okay too. So there will be a lot of opportunities here in the U.S.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you that your family arrived last month. I'm sure that was so exciting for you. I know it's a long process with my family. My dad also came to the U.S. about 6 months before my mom, my sister, and I, and that reunion was a very sweet moment. So congratulations, Brian. I'm sure that is extremely exciting.
Thank you.
Jillian, can you share what was your motivation to come to the U.S.?
Oh, my goodness. So my motivation really stemmed around my career, because I'm from Trinidad, originally Trinidad and Tobago in the Southern Caribbean. And if any one of you remember your geography, Trinidad is a really tiny island. Our population is around 1.6 million people. So as you can imagine, working in a hospital, in an island, small population, there really is not much opportunity for advancement, much opportunity for developing your career. So that was my main motivation, really, just to go somewhere that there are way more opportunities to grow, to study, to advance my career. So that was my main motivation.
Got it. Thank you for sharing, Jillian. I know I speak to a lot of nurses. Deirdre speaks to a lot of nurses. Meg speaks to a lot of nurses. Jillian speaks to a lot of nurses. And I hear from all of our nurses, they all want that opportunity, that American dream, the opportunity to have a better life for their family. As Brian said, to be valued as a nurse. So a lot of motivations. It sounds very similar from a lot of our nurses. Thank you for sharing, Jillian.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Brian, what was your experience like with applying through Kinetics? Did you apply to multiple companies? What ultimately made you decide to go through Kinetics?
Well, I applied through Kinetics via online, and it was like we searched online with my other friends, and we found about Kinetics. And with it, after the exam, we said, okay, let's give it a shot. Let's apply. And when we applied through Kinetics, it was just online, and it was during pandemic time, but they were so really quick in responding and entertaining us as applicants. So when we applied, we just sent an email, and then they reach out on us to give us a call and whatever time that we are available. And after that, we were given the schedule to discuss the matters regarding the application. And that's it. It's all online. Then the process started. And when it comes to applications to other companies, my first application was with Kinetics after I passed the NCLEX. Then there were other companies who tried to reach out on me, and they gave offers. But I decided, and I have chosen to be with Kinetics because they have a better offer.
And we are so glad that you chose us, and we're so glad that we helped you and you're now here. So very full circle. Meg, I know a lot of our nurses are wondering, are there any basic requirements that they need to do before applying to work in the US? Oh,
desire.
There we go.
Yeah. Obviously, first, that desire to come, right? So that would be really the first thing. But you have to do your NCLEX exam, which is the nursing exam in the United States. You have to have an English exam. For most countries, there are some that are exempt, but that you can find out about, you know, as you process through the program. But you also have to have a visa screen certificate. So those are really the key items that you'll be obtaining to get further in the process. And with your basic requirements, I would say, you know, really be open. We strive to find the best place for you. So really working with your recruiters and giving them the information you want to make your dreams
successful. Okay, great. Thank you, Meg. And are there any requirements in terms of locations or specialties, or how does that work?
Yeah, so for the direct hire, you know, we have to remember we're coming to the United States because we do have a shortage of nurses here. So not all hospitals have all specialties available. So that could vary by location. You would find your location, your specialty in locations that are offering that opening. And that's, you know, maybe how you would determine your ultimate arrival location. But all of the different facilities would have different qualifications that they are looking for, different specialties open. And you would just have to see by facility what is offered because they are different.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Meg. So Deirdre, can you give us some tips that nurses should consider when applying to a nursing agency? Of course, we have Kinetics and we have O'Grady, both excellent choices. How should they be deciding if they want to come with us or another company?
Absolutely. Happy to share. So the first thing that you would look at is the experience. It's very important decision, the partner you choose to help you in your journey coming to the US. So certainly look at the experience of that organization. Collectively, Kinetics and O'Grady Peyton have over 40 years experience in this industry and are experts at what we do and can guide you every step of the way. You know, ask questions. If you have a question, the chances are most international nurses have that question. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Make sure that you get them answered by your recruiter, your career consultant. Check online for reviews before applying. You want to be sure that the partner that you choose is reputable, that they've got good reviews from nurses that have been through the process. Nurse Brian is a perfect example of that today, as well as Nurse Jillian, of course. And you know, you also want to make sure that the partner that you choose is a legitimate partner, right? So are they associated with DMW, for example, in the Philippines? Being a member of the Alliance for Ethical Recruitment and AHIR is going to be important as well, because that indicates that your best interests are our best interest as well. So you'll find the associations on our website that we are confirmed as members of these organizations, which is very, very important. A reputable agency will provide you with a checklist of the documents that you will need. So as you submit your application, that will be provided to you very, very timely, because we want to file your petition immediately. But there are certain documents that we need in order to do that. So start working on them, get them submitted to us so that we can get you filed ASAP. Very important. Danielle mentioned that we're going to be talking about it next week, but get your place in line today. That's what I would encourage you to do, wherever your motivation is, either direct hire or staffing. We have an opportunity for you. So I would encourage everybody who has not applied yet to do so today and let our team of experts assist you.
Thank you, Deirdre. So Deirdre, can you give us an overview of what happens after a nurse submits an application? What's the process like?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Be happy to do so. So it's actually a very quick process. So once you submit your application, our team of recruiters review that. So we want to look at your experience, where you want to be, right? So if you're very location specific, you've got family in Texas, for example, we take a look at that and want to make sure that we're making the right match. At O'Grady Peyton, we actually work very closely with Jillian's team in identifying the perfect place for you based on your experience and what you want to achieve in your career. So once we review that, our recruiters will call you, and it's not an interview. It's just it's a conversation talking about your skill set, talking about your experience, where you want to be. And then we get you in front of a client pretty quickly. I think that's one of the misconceptions in accepting a staffing commitment is that, well, how do I know where I'm going to go? You know where you're going to go, and we want you to know that before you accept any commitment. So if you've got all your documents in place, which the recruiter will guide you on that process, we can have you interviewing with the client very, very, very quickly. We've also have hiring events that we do pretty routinely with hiring clients, as well as OGP events, where you have the opportunity to look at the many, many job opportunities that we have across the United States. So get your application in. Our recruitment team is ready and waiting to speak to you, and we will get you in front of some of our clients very, very, very quickly.
Okay, thank you, Deirdre. So that's a good overview on what happens after you apply. I think a lot of our nurses are probably wondering, what does the interview process look like? How do the recruitment events work? Can you talk a little bit about that?
I absolutely can. So as I said, we've got two kind of different events. We've got events with our clients where you will be interviewing not in person, virtually with hiring leaders at various locations. So we set those events up probably about a week or so in advance, and you will be scheduled a time slot where you will be interviewing with a hiring leader. The interview is probably 20 to 30 minutes focused solely on your clinical experience, so that they can make sure that that you have the right match and that they're placing you in the correct unit, for example. Our OGP events are really structured around where you want to be. And so as you said, when we looked at the graphic of all of the opportunities that are available across the United States, we want you to know what opportunities are available. And we talk to you about where you want to be. That process is probably about 20 to 30 minutes as well, but you will be speaking with an O'Grady Peyton recruiter, and they'll be talking to you about the many opportunities that you qualify for. So this is a great opportunity to, A, get in front of hiring leaders very, very quickly, get your questions answered very, very quickly, and also get in front of our team of recruitment experts. Based on what is important to you, then they will guide you in the right direction. So we do hold these events quite regularly. So if you are interested in attending any of our upcoming events on our Facebook page, we advertise there and sign up with the link that's available there as well. And we'll make sure that you get one of those interview spots.
Okay, thank you, Deirdre. That was a very useful overview of what the process looks like, what the interview process looks like. Okay, so Brian, I want to turn to you. What was the recruitment and interview process like for you? Did anything surprise you during that process?
During the process, initially, we just apply online through the Kinetics website. Then after that, we have been given a call, and we set up a date or time that we would discuss, like what I've said earlier regarding the skill set, regarding your experience, regarding the unit where you were working or where you want to be working. And also we have some considerations regarding the locations and what type of hospital you've been working. And the process is like really step by step, and it is really organized. And the Kinetics people or the Kinetics team will always assist you in each step. And after each step, they will tell you what will be the next one, what are you going to prepare, what are the requirements. So it will not be like very difficult for you to prepare for the next step of the process.
How long did they, Kinetics, contact you after the initial interview? Was it fairly quick, or how was that process for you, Brian?
It's just a matter of days. After I submitted my application online that I'm interested, that I have the qualification, the basic one is the NCLEX that we are asking for, it's just a matter of days. Then once they call you regarding the discussion regarding your skill set, regarding your experience, regarding your target of workplace, it's up to you whether you want it on the next day or the next few days. The Kinetics team people will be available. So it's just a matter of days. Then after that, they will schedule you regarding your interview for the employer or possible employers that they have in hand. It's just a matter of days. But when it comes to the interview, it depends on the schedule set by the possible employers.
Okay, thank you, Brian. That's great news that you had such a fast processing, such a fast response time, and now here you are in the United States living your American dream.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.